Lots of people love history, and there are plenty of organizations that cater to them. But some of those groups have been having a hard time getting new people involved. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris, and I was curious what would happen if some of those small historical groups closed. So I went to hang out with a bunch of history buffs. They were deep into a workshop about how to preserve old photographs. And the conversation turned to one of the big challenges, mice.
They love to eat photographs. And they don't care whether it's yesterday's newspaper or whether it's original family photos from the 1870s and 80s.
That's Bob Myers with the Berrien County Historical Association. And the 30 or so people at this workshop also run historical associations and museums and other groups. Kristen Wilds is here today from the Ada Historical Society. She says her group is having a hard time getting new people involved as leaders and as an audience. She says the people who have run the organization for the past 20 years are burning out.
And so as they're aging out and we're not seeing an influx of involvement, then that makes a small organization like ours very concerned.
And historical groups shouldn't even bother chasing people in their 20s and 30s. Instead, they should go after people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. That's what Larry Wagner says. He's executive director of the Historical Society of Michigan.
As we age, we have more of our own personal history, and then the interest in history and heritage increases.
Historical groups are often run by people who are retired and people who are white. And Wagner tells groups sometimes they need to step outside their comfort zone and explore history from a variety of perspectives. So, for example, that might include looking at experiences of Hispanic communities trying to gain acceptance in West Michigan. Wagner says history is not just about slapping up a bunch of photos and labels in a museum. He says history is stories. And people love stories that are sensational.
It's a shipwreck. It is the Civil War and the tragedies of that. I mean, it's not always good history. It can be very painful history. Or even something as difficult as the influence of the Klan, which is a very challenging part of our history, but an important part of our heritage.
Wagner's final suggestion is to creatively bring history to life. So that might mean doing something outside of the box, like the Detroit Drunken Historical Society. The group meets up in bars and restaurants, and then they bring in a speaker who talks about the history of Detroit. Or offer something experiential, like up in the UP in Hancock at the old Quincy Mine. That's where visitors take a little train a half mile into the earth, and you stand inside an old copper mine in the freezing cold and super dark. Once you're down in there, a tour guide shows you how the miners only had the light of one candle to see by.
The candlelight does have some drawbacks to this particular environment. It doesn't really like wind or water, and we have plenty of both. And sometimes candles just go out.
That's tour guide Emily Hinsa. And then she blew out the one source of light.
This is as dark can possibly get.
Hinsa says when people can hands-on witness what the miners went through, it becomes, her words, kind of breathtaking. And she says it helps us have a connection to people from the past. And that connection is why historical groups matter today. Tamara Barnes is the Historical Society of Michigan's Assistant Director for Diversity and Outreach.
And a good museum or a historic site is the place that people have conversations not just about history, but the modern world and how these things relate to one another. So it can be the spark to all sorts of conversations that we really need at this point in our history.
She says it can also be easier to deal with difficult topics by talking about them in a historical context. There's a joke that historical societies are stuck in the past in terms of how they do things. But Barnes says if historians do a good job at bringing history to life, then the result should be something that everybody can enjoy. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.